The night bus's headlamps were flooding it with light, and it was empty.
"What you looking at?" said Stan.
"There was a big black thing," said Harry, pointing uncertainly into the gap. "Like a dog, but massive." He looked around at Stan, whose mouth was slightly open. With a feeling of unease, Harry saw Stan's eyes move to the scar on Harry's forehead.
"What's that on your head?" said Stan abruptly.
"Nothing," said Harry quickly, flattening his hair over his scar. If the Ministry of Magic was looking for him, he didn't want to make it too easy for them.
"What's your name?" Stan persisted.
"Neville Longbottom," said Harry, saying the first name that came into his head.
"So this bus," he went on quickly, hoping to distract Stan. "Did you say it goes anywhere?"
"Yep," said Stan proudly.
"Anywhere you like, long as it's on land. Can't do nothing under water."
"Here," he said, looking suspicious again.
"You did flag us down, didn't you? Stuck out your wand hand, didn't you?"
"Yes," said Harry quickly. "Listen, how much would it be to get to London?"
11 sickles," said Stan. "But for 13 you get hot chocolate, and for 15 you get an hot water bottle and a toothbrush in a colour of your choice."
Harry rummaged once more in his trunk, extracted his money bag, and shoved some silver into Stan's hand.